Your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly production at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them online at Eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company and look for Once Upon a Christmas Night. Get your tickets now before the show sells out.
Join us as we explore the excitement and joy of Christmas through storytelling, music, and dance. Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are only $20 at Eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
971. Pelosi is asked if she agrees with Michelle Obama, who says America isn't ready for a female president. Meanwhile, Pelosi is calling Donald Trump vile. More BMW from Michelle Obama. More than 30,000 illegal alien children had been located by the Trump administration of the 300,000 that were lost during the Biden years. September jobs report better than expected. Inflation under 2.5% for the first 10 months of the Trump 2.0 administration. 186,000 dead people are getting SNAP benefits. 500,000 are illegally getting two checks. And the Secretary of Agriculture says she's going to make all SNAP beneficiaries reapply to make sure they are legitimate. Representative Al Green is calling for Trump's impeachment and removal. What a shock. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. All of that and more. But first, we need to talk about this video that six Democrat lawmakers put together, all of whom served in the military, telling people in the intelligence community and military members that they can and should defy an unlawful order. Now, under the Military Code of Justice, you're supposed to defy a lawful order. Here's the problem. In that video, which is 60 seconds long, they all talked about their credentials, talked about what the duties and obligations are if you're in the military, and never said what the legal order that Donald Trump is giving or might give that they should defy. Here again is the video in question.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly. Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens. Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home. Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you. We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Now, notice no specific illegal order was mentioned. Again, The Uniform Military Code of Justice requires you to defy an illegal order. So this is not anything new. Where was such a video when Biden was president? You know, just informing them of their rights and obligations. President Trump on Truth Social, not too surprisingly, was steamed. This is probably the most egregious act of Trump derangement syndrome we've seen so far, and we've seen a bunch of them. Trump said on Truth Social, it's called seditious behavior at the highest level. Each of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set. Pete Hex has called this stage 4 TDS. And Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt wrote on X, quote, they're mad at the American people because they chose Trump, and now they're calling on the military and the intelligence community to intervene. Sounds a little subversive to democracy-ish. Easy for you to say. Lindsey Graham said, I find no evidence that President Trump or anyone in your chain of command has issued an unlawful order to you. Graham said he would write a letter to lawmakers asking them to explain exactly what illegal order they have in mind. Mr. McConnell, did you put up the Lafayette Park thing I sent you? 2 minutes long? And if so, what number is it? 92? Okay. Now, here is what Stephen Miller said about what I'm calling an insurrection video, number 95.
It is insurrection, plainly, directly, without question. And when you have one of the lawmakers on that video being unable to state in, as you say, lengthy cross-examination, a single so-called illegal order, it just proves the point. It's a general call for rebellion from the CIA and the armed services of the United States by Democrat lawmakers, saying that you have not only the right, but the duty and the obligation to defy orders of the commander-in-chief. That those who carry weapons in America's name should defy their chain of command and engage in open acts of insurrection. That the CIA, the clandestine service, which isn't even legally authorized to operate in the United States, should engage in, again, acts of rebellion and insurrection. These lawmakers should honestly resign in disgrace and never return to public office again for even daring to think, let alone to say these words and to say them proudly. But it shows what a dangerous moment we're in. We have seen the Democratic Party nurse the flames of violence and insurrection against the federal government for the last 10 months. When you see this continuous campaign of violence against ICE officers and Border Patrol agents, when you see Democrat sanctuary politicians and Democrat sanctuary governors side with the rioters, side with the assaulters over federal law enforcement, and that spills even into juries and grand juries, when you see Democrat jurors engage in nullification to let off violent attackers who are engaging in physical violence, physical assault against federal officers. This is a dangerous moment. You have a political party, an organization, the Democrat Party, and their message is that any action, no matter how unlawful, no matter how dangerous, no matter how much it threatens constitutional order, is justified if it keeps Democrat policies in effect at any cost.
Now, over the last 10 years, what have we seen? We've seen the raid at Mar-a-Lago. We've seen lawfare against Donald Trump, whether it's Alvin Bragg, whether it's Fannie Lewis, whether it's Jack Smith, the accusation that somehow he was engaging in insurrection on January 6th, that he had unlawful possession of classified documents, that somehow he was engaging in election interference in Georgia. We've seen the Russia collusion, 2.5-year BS. We've seen 2 impeachments. But this is a new low. Telling members of the intelligence community and military members to defy, quote, an unlawful order, close quote, without specifying what unlawful order the president has given.
I'm Senator
or
Alyssa.
unbelievable. And here is what Chuck Schumer said in response to what Trump said, number 94.
Mr. President.
Democrat leaders recognized.
Earlier today, Donald Trump shared a post on Truth Social calling for Democratic members of Congress to be hanged. He also posted a message that said, seditious behavior, punishable by death. Let's be crystal clear. The President of the United States is calling for the execution of elected officials. This is an outright threat, and it's deadly serious. We've already seen what happens when Donald Trump tells his followers that his political opponents are enemies of the state.
Okay.
Every All time.
Right. When we come back, one of those in this video had an interview on Fox, Martha McCollum, and she asked him at least three or four times, what specific act, unlawful order, has Donald Trump given? And the only thing he said was what happened in Lafayette Park. We'll talk about that after you listen to the exchange between McCollum and this member of the House, who's one of the six Democrat lawmakers who are urging members of the military to disobey an unlawful order without specifying what unlawful order they have in mind. I'm Larry Elder.
News I have really just over the last few days, that 5,000 dead people, that was just one.
5,000 dead people. Hey, dead people have to eat. More on Epstein coming up. 888-971-SAGE. We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies, with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
By dialing 800-458-9469. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to dip.
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971 SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Later on, Jasmine Crockett said she was not trying to mislead people when she accused Lee Zeldin of getting campaign contributions from Jeffrey Epstein. When do you hear her explanation? 888-971-SAGE. Phil is in New Brighton, Pennsylvania. Phil, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
I think you said Phil.
I did say Phil.
Bill.
Bill?
Yeah, it's Bill.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it does rhyme. Come on. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
The Bill.
Yeah, I was rapping. I was gonna get to Bill. I started out rapping.
Yeah, we can go. I'm a jokester. I called first time a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a jokester, but this one is serious. With the six of them, I thought there was eight. You said six.
Yeah, I think it's six of them.
Representatives?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Senators and House members.
I don't recognize any of them. Pardon?
Yeah, senators and House members.
All right, yeah, the smug. The only one I recognized was Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And the one from Pittsburgh with the beard, I believe he's Pittsburgh. I'm Pittsburgh. Yeah, a rock star. I don't even know. Who is that?
Well, member
They're
of Congress.
All in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Is one from Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
I think it was Chin Ho with the beard. But the bottom line, I'm very disappointed in Kelly.
Yeah.
His wife, she can ride shotgun with me any day.
Mm-hmm.
Him, fly to the moon, Cletus. I mean, it's ridiculous. My bottom line, got to get serious. I am a jokester, but can I run a scenario by you?
Sure.
Five platoons, right? Military platoons. Five commanders of those platoons. And we practice four. 5 months, we get to target, and so-and-so commander commands a platoon, not a co-chief. What happens to the other four? Do these people understand what will happen if platoon three doesn't show up where they're supposed to be?
Bill, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for calling. The senators were Elisa Slotkin of Michigan, Mark Kelly of Arizona, to whom you just now referred, and the House members are Chris DeLuzio and Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania and Maggie Goodlander of New Hampshire. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the video called Don't Give Up the Ship. Donna is in San Jose, California. Donna, you're in the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. I'm a longtime listener to you, and I'm actually in the military. I wanted to comment about these formal, I guess they served in the military, so I've never really heard of them like the gentleman before me. But, the Republican Party needs to stop taking it on the chin and follow through, because even though they're formal members of the military, they still can be, stripped of their retirement or any kind of benefits. In the military, we have UCM, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, but this is the most ridiculous. I cannot believe that we are allowing this kind of stuff to go on. And my only comment to this is, so goes the military, so goes this country.
Yes. Yes. Well, Donna, thank you for calling. And again, thank you, of course, for your service. Let's hear this video again with these six service members.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly. Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
We know this is hard, he said. This is a difficult time. Recruitment numbers are off the hook. People are lining up to join the military. Steve is in Virginia. Steve, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. We've spoken once before. I'll try to be brief. I know you're familiar with the name Anwar Al-Awlaki, correct?
I am.
Okay. He was also aware.
He was an American that I think Obama had him killed, didn't he?
Yes, correct. For the benefit of the audience, he was a U.S. citizen traveling overseas in some sort of vehicle with his 16-year-old son, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a cruise missile dropped on his head. And there was no trial. Normally, we would arrest somebody overseas, a U.S. citizen, bring them back, extradite them, put them on trial, and then give them whatever sentence they deserved. I was wondering if the gentleman that Mark McCallum interviewed, I was wondering what his opinion of Obama's order to the U.S. military to drop the missile on Al-Awlaki's head and his son. I was wondering what the reaction of Obama would be if the military personnel involved in told him to go pound sand.
Yeah. That's a great.
What do you think the reaction would be?
It's a great point. He was an American citizen who became a member of either ISIS or Al Qaeda, I forget which, became an enemy of the state. But he was an American citizen, and Obama had him killed. And there was some controversy about it, but not very much. Certainly, nobody put together a video complaining that the president gave an unlawful order and the military had the option, if not the obligation, to defy that unlawful order. That didn't happen. Again, these are Senators Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, Mark Kelly of Arizona, Representatives Chris DeLuzio and Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania, Maggie Goodlander of New Hampshire, and the man that Martha McCullough interviewed with, Jason Crow of Colorado. More of your calls when we come back, 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
How long can this go on?
That working in a coal mine's going down.
the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. It's the Larry Elder Show.
Well, indeed, I think that Secretary Hegseth was right. They have stage four Trump derangement syndrome. And it is inconceivable that you would have elected officials that are saying to uniformed members of the military who have taken an oath to protect and defend that they would defy the orders that they have been given to execute their mission. I find it inconceivable, but that is what they have chosen to do, and we will see what the response to them from Democrats. You know, Harris, I talk to Tennesseans every day. I did a telephone town hall last night. People want to see respect for the rule of law. They are appreciative of our nation's military and of the work they do to protect our nation. And I find this just so disturbing that they would say, defy the orders if you do not like the orders.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Victor is in Princeton, New Jersey. Victor, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Greetings, Larry. Before I dig in into this here topic you guys are having, I just wanted to say, give me a few minutes. I just want to, seriously. I know many a time you just had discussions on based on black fathers not being home, but being in the house and being in with their families. I want to call you one day next week, and I want to have a really down-to-bone conversation about some great scenarios about why they're not in their homes. And I want to even defend some of the bad fathers that why they're not there. But let me get to this main topic. This situation that we're we're dealing with right now, I think is a preparation for civil war for the Democrats. They're throwing things out there. The scene, and two callers before she said, you know, once you get the military on your side, and basically look at them, all of them serve military. So they're putting subliminal messages in the military's head. They also are what you call conscientious objectors, basically. They all are conscientious objectors. And if you've never seen a movie called Civil War, dial into it. Look at it about two times. This is what the Democrats are preparing for. They're throwing these things out there right now to see how just how it will go over. Maybe it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. So whenever there comes another situation like another Trump being in office, when they're ready to dial into, you know, having the other conscientious objectors in the military, they're going to move in.
You know, Victor, I think some people might think this is hyperbole, but I think you're on the money. Look, once you start calling somebody a fascist and a Nazi and a Hitler, all bets are off. You can justify anything, including telling people in the military to defy his order. That's where they're doing. That's where they're going. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. It is scary. Absolutely scary. Greg is in Iowa City. Greg, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. We love you.
Thank you. I love Iowa.
You know, I think these.
You guys have the best summer fair, I think, in the country.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think these Democrats are very much like jihadists. I think they just want to destroy America and any opportunity that they see if they can degrade our military or maybe win some over or cause dissension in the military, that would be great. But they look for any opportunity, just like they shifted so quick from standard liberal doctrine to socialism. I mean, because that's quicker and that's more lethal. But, you know, when it comes to these orders, if we can refuse an order from the commander-in-chief, I presume we can refuse orders from any officer, regardless of rank, anytime.
Yeah, that's where they're going. And look, this is not rhetoric from just the fringe people. You had Kamala Harris asked point blank during the campaign by Anderson Cooper, "Do you believe that Donald Trump is a fascist?" She said yes. And you had Joe Biden referring to the followers of Donald Trump as believers in semi-fascism. So you have the President of the United States referring to half the country as believing in semi-fascism, and the woman who wanted to be president referring to half the country as followers of somebody who's a fascist. Again, this is not just fringe people. It's not just your AOCs and your Jasmine Crockett's. These are the leader of the party saying this kind of crap. Once you start calling somebody a Nazi, you can justify anything. And that's exactly what these very demented people are doing. Remember that psychotherapist who says there really is something called Trump derangement syndrome, and that 75% of his patients are obsessed with Donald Trump. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington, elections around the country, and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies, with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the Playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well-being. Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements today. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first preferred set with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ERIC.
Now back to the stage, Larry Elder.
It is insurrection, plainly, directly, without question. And when you have one of the lawmakers on that video being unable to state, in, as you say, lengthy cross-examination, a single so-called illegal order, it just proves the point. It's a general call for rebellion from the CIA and the armed services of the United States by Democrat lawmakers, saying that you have not only the right, but the duty and the obligation to defy orders of the commander-in-chief. That those who carry weapons in America's name should defy their chain of command and engage in open acts of insurrection. That the CIA, the clandestine service, which isn't even legally authorized to operate in the United States, should engage in, again, acts of rebellion and insurrection. These lawmakers should honestly resign in disgrace and never return to public office again. For even daring to think, let alone to say these words, and to say them proudly. But it shows what a dangerous moment we're in. We have seen the Democratic Party nurse the flames of violence and insurrection against the federal government for the last 10 months. When you see this continuous campaign of violence against ICE officers and Border Patrol agents, when you see Democrat sanctuary politicians and Democrat sanctuary governors side with the rioters, side with the assaulters over federal law enforcement, and that spills even into juries and grand juries, when you see Democrat jurors engage in nullification to let off violent attackers who are engaging in physical violence, physical assault against federal officers, this is a dangerous moment. You have a political party, an organization, the Democrat Party, and their message is that any action, no matter how unlawful, no matter how dangerous, no matter how much it threatens constitutional order, is justified if it keeps Democrat policies in effect at any cost.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. And we're coming to you from the Relief Factor studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Tim is in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Tim, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. I watch the show quite often. First-time caller.
Thank you.
My question to you is, I don't really think there's a Democrat Party anymore. I actually think it's been hijacked by the World Economic Forum and the globalists and the United Nations. But my question to you is, why do you think the Department of Justice and the FBI, and Trump knows this is going on, why they are not going right up and arresting these Democrats for the treasonous actions? Because they've been doing this for a long time.
They have, and this is a one step beyond what I've ever even seen them do. To cut a video and tell servicemen and women to defy Donald Trump. Essentially, that's what they're saying. Not giving any kind of specific example of what Donald Trump has said or done that's unlawful, but they're telling these people to defy him. This is beyond anything I've ever seen. And I think Stephen Miller is right. It borders on violating laws. Treason is something that happens during wartime. Well, not wartime, but there are laws against insurrection, and it seems to me they're coming pretty close to it. I words fail me. And proudly saying it. And then the one that who interviewed with Martha McCollum, he starts talking about Afghanistan. There was extensive debate about this. Iraq, extensive debate. Resolutions that were passed by the House and by the Senate. Resolution passed by the United Nations. So what's he talking about? It wasn't debated. Pat is in Houston, Texas. Pat, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Larry, how you doing? It's been a week or two since I talked to you about picking up a shiny penny in the parking lot. But I just want to tell you, and I want to tell all your listeners, I'm a Texan. I'm an American. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. But these people who said these nasty words to our military, our fantastic, wonderful military, should be held responsible for high treason. They should have a tribunal, and they should be found guilty, and they should be able to decide whether they want to be stood up against a wall or hanged from an oak tree.
Well, Pat, thank you very much for that. Let's play what Chuck Schumer says. 94.
Mr. President.
Democrat leaders recognized.
Earlier today, Donald Trump shared a post on Truth Social calling for Democratic members of Congress to be hanged. He also posted a message that said, seditious behavior, punishable by death. Let's be crystal clear. The President of the United States is calling for the execution of elected officials. This is an outright threat, and it's deadly serious.
Good enough. Good enough. Merrill is in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Merrill, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Larry, thank you for taking my call. I am a retired Command Sergeant Major, U.S. Army, with 27 years of service, and I never heard such a thing as insubordination of military orders from senators who are ex-military themselves. Mm-hmm. If I was the chief of, Secretary of Defense, I would advise President Trump to immediately revoke the security clearances and to issue them a letter warning them that such talk and actions of that nature would result in severe punishment. They should not serve on any organization or any means of even suggesting that they had some information about what they would do or not do about mm-hmm. military mm-hmm. matters.
Well, Merrill, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for calling. By the way, they're now calling this the Secretary of War, Department of War, rather than Secretary Department of Defense. Again, all the things we've seen happen in the last 10 years, going after his family, the lawfare, the two impeachments, the Russia collusion investigation, the Arctic Frost going after members of the Congress because of what happened on January 6th, this is the lowest of the low. And they love that word, insurrection. Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
Hi, I'm Todd Avakian.
And I'm Andrew Del Rey with Union Home Mortgage. For us, helping families buy or refinance a home isn't just business, it's a calling.
We've been blessed to help people across this audience, including our friends Charlie and Erica Kirk and the Hugh Hewitt family. And we bring that same care and integrity to everyone we serve.
Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or consolidating debt, We'll walk with you every step of the way.
Visit andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172.
Americans are getting overwhelmed with the unpredictability of the Middle East situation, the ongoing government shutdown, and growing social upheaval at home. These all add up to a perfect storm of uncertainty for financial markets. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-741-GOLD to get your free gold and silver rollover information kit. We can help you navigate the complicated options you may be considering for your IRAs and 401ks. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We will continue this discussion and your calls next hour about this outrageous video cut by six members of Congress, all of whom serve in the military, essentially telling members of the intelligence community and men and women in the military to defy Donald Trump. They're not saying it just like that, but that's what they're implying. Also, Jasmine Crockett stood on the House floor and rattle off a number of people she said received contributions from Jeffrey Epstein. Except it was a different Jeffrey Epstein, at least in the case of Lee Zeldin. And wait until you hear her explanation for why she blew it. All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE. Bernard is in Corbin, Kentucky. Bernard, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I thought I'd call and tell you what my experience was in the Air Force when they... It came in the training of the disobeying an order. And that was when the instructor said that if we do it, we better guess right, because if you don't, you'll likely get a court-martial, mm-hmm. and it'll be up to them what they do with you. You could possibly spend time in Leavenworth. You could possibly get a dishonorable discharge. You could possibly get a bad conduct discharge. And after your time in Leavenworth, you may have to end up serving out the rest of your enlistment, and you may lose all your VA benefits. And he went on with a few other things that might be, too. So we were just extra cautious. He said to be extra cautious, because if you guess wrong, you're in a deep pile of doo-doo.
Yep, absolutely. It is a grave, grave decision to defy an order like this. Bernard, thank you so much for your service. If anybody saw the movie or the play, The Caine Mutiny, the captain was probably having major mental issues, and they took over his command, and they were court-martialed. Had it not been for the way Humphrey Bogart basically broke down on the stand, they probably would have been convicted. The point is, this is a serious, serious decision to make, to refuse an order on the basis of your perception that it is unlawful. And as Bernard said, you damn well better be right, because the consequences are grave. We don't have a military if when you are given an order, it's debated like Congress. Are you kidding me? More of your calls when we come back. Daniel in Minnesota wants to weigh in Minnesota. Kirk, Buena Park, Mike Riverside, Frank L.A., Alan Oakland, among others. Please stick around. 888-971-SAGE. And we're going to talk about Jasmine Crockett's explanation for why she falsely accused a member of Trump's administration of getting money from Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Larry Elder.
Wesley Financial Group is not alone.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.